Hello and welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. This is Dr. John Day. Our topic today is intermittent fasting, weight loss, and longevity. Before we jump in, the usual three disclaimers. On this program, we just share general information, no medical advice. Listening to this does not create a doctor-patient relationship, and do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything that you hear in this program. So, intermittent fasting, weight loss, and longevity. Could the secret to maintaining a normal weight, avoiding chronic medical conditions, and living a long life be as simple as intermittent fasting? Recent research suggests this is true. Just what is intermittent fasting, and is it something that you should do? So let's now jump into caloric restriction and longevity. Restricting calories while getting the right nutrients for health has been shown to dramatically increase the lifespan of everything from the mouse to the monkey. For example, caloric restriction, and that's caloric restriction without malnutrition in mice and rats, has been shown to not only increase their lifespan by 30 to 40%, but to also allow them to maintain a youthful appearance. Caloric restriction appears to slow down the aging process through reduced oxidative stress, while at the same time protect the heart and help to prevent cancer. Many repair mechanisms in the body are triggered during periods of reduced caloric intake. Most of us would love to slow down the sands of time and maintain our youth and vitality until very late in life. For me, personally, I would love to be able to ski until well into my hundreds. However, like most of you, I love to eat and could never willingly practice caloric restriction. These same life-extending benefits of intermittent fasting have not yet been proven to occur in humans. So don't rush out and try this at home. Also, caloric restriction in humans can be potentially dangerous, as you have to ensure that you are getting the right nutrients for health, or you could quickly undo any potential health benefits of caloric restriction. Not to mention the fact that you'd probably be pretty miserable practicing caloric restriction for the rest of your life. So the question naturally arises, is there a better way to achieve the same benefits of caloric restriction without all of the pain and potential risks? Fortunately, recent data suggests that intermittent fasting may offer the same benefits as caloric restriction. Let me repeat that in case you were tuning out while you were driving. Intermittent fasting may offer the same benefits as caloric restriction. What is intermittent fasting? And let's now move into that. There are many different forms of intermittent fasting that have been proposed and studied over the years. These have ranged from reducing calories 2 days each week, and then on the other 5 days, you eat your usual diet. And this was popularized in the fast diet, where people may go, like I said, they reduce their calories 2 days a week, the other 5 days they eat what they want. And this is actually one of the top-selling books in the UK as far as weight loss approaches. Other approaches with intermittent fasting could be going without food for, say, 12 hours, anywhere up to 24 hours. There are many different religions that have also promoted fasting for spiritual reasons. For example, Christians, Jews, and Muslims have practiced intermittent fasting for millennia to gain greater spiritual awareness. For me, growing up in a religious home, I was taught from a young age to fast for 24 hours once each month as a means to gain greater spiritual awareness. Unfortunately, even to this day, the hunger pain of fasting for 24 hours was usually too intense for me to really obtain much spiritual benefit. I admit I'm a little bit weak when it comes to this component of practicing the religion. Fortunately, recent data has suggested that fasting for shorter periods of time, such as even just 12 hours, now that's something that even I can do, could offer the same health benefits as a 24-hour fast. A 12-hour fast is something that is relatively easy for most people to do and something that you may already be doing without realizing it. As part of my health turnaround several years ago, I started intermittent fasting for 12 hours on most days. This was not something that I specifically set out to do, but rather, in efforts to lose weight, I told myself that I had to stop eating by 7 p.m. each night. By shutting down the kitchen for me at 7 p.m., I naturally fasted for about 12 hours each day. This is now something that I recommend for my patients who are trying to lose weight and who are also trying to live a long and healthy life. Well, what about intermittent fasting in China's longevity village? Over the last several years, my wife and I have led a research team studying the centenarians in China's longevity village located in southwest China near the Vietnam border. Remarkably, this group of people have been able to avoid the chronic medical conditions that plague us in Western countries. It was common in this rural Chinese village to see people still working full-time in the fields until well into their 80s, 90s, or even into their hundreds, free of disease and free of the need to take medications. Of the many principles that we learn from these people, which will be described in an upcoming book, we are working on it. It's taking time. It's taking a lot longer than we had anticipated. And if you want to see a link to our book trailer, you can actually go on to our website, drjohnday.com, blog number 51, Intermittent Fasting, Weight Loss, and Longevity, or under the video tab. And there you can see a trailer that we've created for this book. But anyway, to get back to our subject, one important factor that they practiced in China's longevity village is that they practiced intermittent fasting nearly every day of their life. These centenarians all ate an early and light dinner and then went 12 or more hours before their next meal. They didn't have refrigerators to raid it as a before a bedtime snack or if they got hungry in the middle of the night. This was just part of their culture and tradition. They had an early dinner, the sun went down, they went to bed. The next morning after the sun came up, they had their breakfast before starting their workday. Naturally, they worked in a 12-hour fast. So let me give you seven reasons to become an intermittent faster, or I'll call an intermittent faster. Number one, weight loss. There have now been several well-designed studies demonstrating that intermittent fasting can be a very effective weight loss strategy. For example, in this study that I have a link to in the show notes, which are, I mentioned, blog number 51, women who are randomized to relative intermittent fasting 2 days a week, and they were still permitted to eat on these fast days. So it wasn't a total fast day. It was just to reduce your calories 2 days a week. They were still able to lose just as much weight as those who cut their caloric intake every day. Hey, for me, that sounds like a great deal. Just cut down your calories 2 days a week, eat your usual amount on the other 5 days, and you can have the same benefit as somebody who's trying to diet 7 days a week. I like it. From research performed at my hospital in 448 patients, we found that people who practiced intermittent fasting weighed much less than those who do not. Even more interesting is that these intermittent fasters were not even trying to lose weight. Personally, reducing calories for just 2 days a week, as I mentioned, sounds a lot better and possibly even more effective than trying to cut calories every day. I suspect that the reason for this is that if you reduce your calories every day, your metabolism slows down. So it's hard to gain any ground. And this is why people who are always dieting never seem to get anywhere. In contrast, with intermittent fasting, you can keep your metabolism high while shedding the pounds. And the data doesn't really seem to differentiate what form of intermittent fasting you want to do, whether it's reduce your calories 2 days a week or fast for 12 hours every night. And that could be as simple as going from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., which is what I generally do. There are lots of different ways to approach this. Number two, improved brain function. When we go without food for as little as 12 hours, our body runs out of stored glucose to burn, and it starts burning fat. This fat burning process is called ketosis. By reducing our dependence on glucose for fuel, we can protect our brains from the damaging effects of sugar. Indeed, intermittent fasting has been shown to improve cognitive function and protect against age-related degeneration of the neurons in our brains. Perhaps this is why religious people for millennia have found spiritual enlightenment with intermittent fasting. Interesting thing to think about. Number three, prevent or reverse cancer. Intermittent fasting is well known to reduce the tumor-inducing insulin-like growth factor, or IGF-1. IGF-1 not only increases the risk of cancer, but also allows children to grow big and adults to develop increased muscle mass. Lower levels of IGF-1, which can occur from intermittent fasting, have been shown to prevent or reverse cancer. A study published this year showed that a drug which blocks IGF-1 can suppress cancer. And if you want links to any of these, go to the blog number 51 on my website. Interestingly, there is a rare genetic condition called Laronne syndrome. People with Laronne syndrome cannot make IGF-1. As a result, they tend to be dwarfs, but yet live exceptionally long lives free of cancer. Amazingly, if you give Laronne syndrome people IGF-1 during puberty, they will grow to a normal height, but yet will still be protected against cancer. There may be other factors also at play which prevent against cancer with intermittent fasting. One study even reported that intermittent fasting may be as effective as chemotherapy in fighting cancer. Let me repeat that in case you were tuning out while driving. One study even reported that intermittent fasting may be as effective as chemotherapy in fighting cancer. Please note, and this is my disclaimer, I am not recommending intermittent fasting as a treatment for cancer. Rather, if you are battling cancer right now, or you're just interested in trying intermittent fasting, be sure to talk with your physician first before considering intermittent fasting to see if it might be right for you. Number four, prevent diabetes. The most commonly reported benefit of intermittent fasting in the medical literature is the prevention or reversal of diabetes. As mentioned above, going without food for 12 or more hours puts our bodies in a ketotic state. During this period of ketosis, abnormalities in our glucose or our insulin metabolism, which is also known as insulin resistance, can be corrected so that when we resume eating again, our bodies will respond appropriately to glucose and insulin. An interesting study was published on the effect of Ramadan in people with diabetes. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims will fast from dawn to sunset every day. An added benefit is that for many Muslims, during the month of Ramadan, where they're fasting every day, where they don't eat while the sun is up, their diabetes may even go into remission. And once again, if you want to see the link to this study, go to blog number 51 on my website. Number five, prevent heart disease. Dr. Ben Horn from my hospital has led a number of research studies looking at the role of intermittent fasting to prevent or reverse heart disease. His studies have uniformly shown that plaque buildup or coronary artery disease is less common in intermittent fasters. In listening to my colleague, there are many potential reasons why intermittent fasting may protect the heart. Foremost is the effect of intermittent fasting on protecting against diabetes and elevated triglycerides. However, The most recent research from Ben suggests that other factors might also be involved, like the reduction of TMAO, I like to call it TMAO, which has been associated with coronary artery disease. Number six, restore a healthy gut flora. Increasingly, more research is emerging about the importance of maintaining a healthy gut flora and preventing leaky gut syndrome as part of a holistic health approach and disease prevention strategy. Intermittent fasting has been shown to promote a healthy gut flora, and maybe one additional reason why intermittent fasters enjoy better health. Number seven, live a long and healthy life. Many studies in animals show that intermittent fasting may confer the same life-preserving effects as caloric restriction. In addition to everything that we've just talked about on this program, it is possible that one additional reason why intermittent fasting may allow for longevity is that intermittent fasting helps to put our bodies into the proper circadian rhythm. This is certainly one factor we observed during our time in China's longevity village. These centenarians all had a healthy sleep-wake and natural feeding rhythm cycle. There is a natural rhythm to life that we need to honor to achieve health and longevity. Do you intermittently fast? Intermittently fasting may be as easy as just getting rid of that before bedtime snack. I would love to hear your experience with it, what you think about what we discussed today. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Leave me a comment. This is blog number 51. Also, if you wouldn't mind, leave us a review on iTunes. These reviews help us to get our message out to more people. As the more reviews and downloads you get, iTunes will make your material more likely to show up on a search. So thank you so much for your help in allowing us to reach out and benefit more people. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.